Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Well, that's a deep cut right there. 815 area code, 2 for Tuesday. Yeah! That's Steve Earle, the man, Elijah's Church. And I like to end 2 for Tuesday with Steve Earle. That's fine with me. And so there you go. Hey, how's everybody doing? 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. And we're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, followed by Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive. All right. So, yeah, we've got the pop-up video. We're getting ready to jump into some pop-up video. And Esmeralda, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out the new technology
That
we are using with traffic.
Oh, all right. Are you ready for pop-up video, or do we need to call the police?
To take me away.
Yeah. How is Sting going to help her?
Yes. Oh, look at that.
Nice.
Hey. Shall we say hello to look?
Is he here?
It's Skip Skipley.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How are you?
Skip Skipley.
How's it going?
All right. How was your flight?
It was nice.
Yeah?
Jeff Probst says hello.
Oh, all right. Jeff Probst.
I picked him off the Survivor Island.
All right. I used to like him when he hosted Rock and Roll Jeopardy.
Yes.
That's where I knew him from. And I'm sure that you know, Skip, who the celebrity champion of Rock and Roll Jeopardy is.
Your boy Mark McGrath.
It is Mark McGrath, who is the
really?
Oh, yeah. By far the champion of Rock and Roll Jeopardy. By far. All right, shall we begin the thing with the thing? There you go. All right, Skip Skipley is here. This, of course, is the game that is based on the classic show from VH1, Pop-Up Video. And what we get is there's a card that is asked alternating questions between Esmeralda and myself. And it involves one video, one certain song. First side of the card is about the video. Second side is pop culture stuff related to that song or video. Are we ready, Esmeralda? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, Skip.
Mr. DiGilio.
What?
Please provide us a line or two from George Michael's Freedom.
Wow, I know this song so well. It just sucks when this happens. Freedom, I won't let you down. Freedom, I won't give you up. Freedom, you got to get what you say. Freedom, I won't let you down. Freedom, I won't give you up.
It sounds like...
What?
Just the way you said it. You're like, freedom.
I can't say... Nobody can match George Michael.
It was a little Bob Dylan, like you were
freedom.
A folk singer. You were like,
I won't let you down.
1965 in New York.
Well, you could use the lyrics from that song as a folk song. So, all right.
Very nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Esmeralda, Please name 3 of the 5 supermodels who appeared in this video.
Naomi Campbell.
Yes.
Oh, man, I can see her in my head. Christy Turlington?
Yes.
And Cindy Crawford?
Yes.
Okay.
Bravo.
Stephanie Seymour in it?
No, the other two were Linda Evangelista.
Oh, yeah.
And Tatiana Patitz.
Yes. No, Stephanie Seymour, she's the idiot who was in the Axl Rose. Yeah.
Yeah, she's the
bride
in November Rain.
She's a babe, man. She's a babe. Wasn't she with Axl Rose in real life?
She was.
Jeez.
Not anymore, I'm assuming.
Got a lousy taste in men. All right. Hi, Skip.
Hi.
All right. Are we ready for the next thing?
Yes. Mr. DiGilio.
What?
What happens to his leather jacket?
It explodes. It's burned.
Yes, he burns it.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Esmeralda, This video shows clips of what earlier, quote-unquote, spiritual video?
Faith.
That is correct.
I was like, what? I was imagining a choir.
I like when Keegan is tripping on the drugs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
In Keanu.
Yeah.
and he's in the video for Faith.
Don't we all wish
Every George Michael reference in that movie is gold. I know a lot of people are, there's too many George Michael jokes. There's never enough George Michael references or jokes. It's fantastic. Okay.
All right, we are headed to the other
side.
Oh,
it's the other side of the village.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mr. DiGilio.
Yes, sir.
What teen heartthrob starred in the movie Can't Buy Me Love?
Oh. That's not multiple choice, is it?
It is not multiple choice.
It's Patrick Dempsey.
Oh, man.
How does that relate to this card?
George Michael is a heartthrob?
Sure.
Maybe.
Patrick Dempsey? There's no Patrick involved and Can't Buy Me. Is there a line? I'm trying to think if there's.
Well, he was, you know, big in the 80s.
Trying to think if there's lyric in Freedom that involves buying things. I think there might be a lyric, and I
Our
can't remember. But I'm blanking on lyric. Every time we play this damn game,
right?
I know this. I've heard this song 70,000 times.
Our brains are going to ooze out of our ears trying to figure out what the connection is.
Yeah. So anybody out there who knows, if you can figure out the connection to why Can't Buy Me Love and Patrick Dempsey are associated with Freedom, 312-981-7200. All right.
Thank you.
You got it, man.
Esmeralda, multiple choice. In fact, all the remaining questions are multiple choice. Which model never married a rock star? Is it A, Cindy Crawford, B, Paulina, C, Christie Brinkley, D, Amon?
Cindy Crawford.
That is correct.
Yeah. Can we name the other?
Richard Gere.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, what? The one she's had?
No, no, no. The three, what the three rock stars were.
Oh, Christie Brinkley was Billy Joel. Amon was with David Bowie. And then who was the other one?
Paulina Porizkova.
She's with that ugly dude from the Cars.
He happens to be a genius.
Right. That doesn't stop him from not being a good-looking man at all.
All right. It's Rick Ocasek, by the way.
He was God's the fly sake. In...
Yeah, in his the video, you might think. We had that one. Skip gave us that quiz on that one.
Yes, a long time ago.
Yeah. All right.
Your multiple choice question.
Yes, sir.
Where did Bart Simpson find Bobo, Mr. Burns' beloved teddy bear?
Oh.
Was it in the bathroom of the Quickie Mart? B, in a bag of ice?
Oh.
C, on the monorail? D, in Ned Flanders' garage?
It's so sad that I needed the multiple choice for that.
Really?
Seriously. Oh. It just makes me sad that I needed the multiple choice. There's a bag of ice.
Correct.
It is sad.
It really is, because that's a classic episode. It's a great episode. That
Remember,
was back.
He's like, you're going to have to pay us more if you want. It's like, how do you think we're supposed to get ice?
A great episode, too. Okay. So this is the last question?
Last question, last multiple choice.
All right.
She Believes in Me is a song about faith by what country singer? A, Willie Nelson. B, Travis Tritt. C, Garth Brooks. D, Kenny Rogers.
Travis Tritt?
That is incorrect. Ugh.
Is it Kenny Rogers?
Kenny Rogers.
Whatever.
All right, 4-3. I'm up. Now, speaking of up, all the cats are up right now. And there's cats up. Ketchup? Cats up. Ketchup? Cats up. Speaking of The Simpsons.
No, they're all up because they want to be fed as well.
I'm riding the bus. And also, is Dave Bennett here this morning? Because I don't see him in the sports depot. So he's the cats have surrounded the building already.
I mean, he senses it anyway.
Yeah. Oh, of course. So Esmeralda will be singing, and the cats will go nuts. Prepare. If you have cats in your house, prepare yourself. Because they will lose their minds when we come back from the break.
Heading down for the border with soldiers of fortune. Where we fight for no country, but we die for good pay.
Welcome back, everybody. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 a.m. And then the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Tuesday. That's 2 for Tuesday, 815. It's Little Steve Earle, Mercenary Song. And, he rules. We are here, and, Esmeralda, look who came back from retirement.
It's
Skip Skipley.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Skip.
How's it going?
Oh, man. How was your brief retirement?
Lovely as always.
All right.
I got really nervous he wasn't coming back.
Is Jeff Probst still here?
Jeff Probst is still in the airplane.
He's still in the plane, ready to go back to the island.
Does he carry around torches with him?
He does.
Which is kind of dangerous in a plane.
Pretty dangerous.
Right,
you don't
want
that on a plane.
Light them.
Might want to extinguish those torches, but then somebody's going to have to leave the plane.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's actually how we decide which game show host has to leave the plane.
Oh, I would watch that show.
Who would win in a Survivor game show host edition?
Oh, man.
Because Trebek's like the fake smart. He's not. He doesn't, you know, he kind of, he pretends like he knows the answers, but he doesn't.
Yeah. Well, now, you know, I mean, you got so many, you got movie stars that are game show hosts now. True. Alec Baldwin could win. Jamie Foxx could win. Because everybody, Mike Myers with stupid makeup being a fake character could win. Have you seen the new Gong Show?
Oh, he's on it doing
weird things? He is Tommy, he's the host. He's quote-unquote Tommy Maitland, and he wears makeup, like a full fake, like Dick Smith, you know, makeup.
Huh.
And right. And he's got his big space in between his teeth, and he does a wacky British accent.
Oh, okay.
And so, but he doesn't take credit, like he's not, it doesn't say Mike Myers is.
Really? It's his job?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
He
but
sucks.
We all know it's him.
Yeah, we know it's him, because it's not funny. That's how we know. Oh, that's not funny? It should be, I guess it's Mike Myers then. All right, we're back. Skip Skipley is back. I'll give you a quick recap here. I'm leading 4-3 in this battle. Now, I do see Dave is in the sports department with the 53 cats on him. He's ready to go.
It's a coat of cats.
It's a coat of cats.
Comfortable now, but in the winter, man. It's
not going to be comfortable when you start singing and they start clawing him to death.
They just need him.
Dave's shaking his head. I just feel that Dave hates this bit so much. No, he doesn't. He loves it.
Oh,
this guy's a professional, and I'm like, oh, he's got a coat of cats on. All right.
I'm sure he's glad to be sharing the Walk of Fame.
Oh, that's
you.
Right. I got a plaque downstairs. I keep forgetting about that sometimes. I bet a lot of listeners keep forgetting about that, too. Oh, that's right. That idiot has a plaque downstairs on the sidewalk. All right. Okay, Skip, what's happening? Get everybody get ready. Esmeralda's going to sing.
Esmeralda, please provide us a line or two from REM's Everybody Hurts.
Wait, when does the... Okay. Everybody hurts sometimes. That's all I got. I don't know the actual words. That was two lines.
Yeah.
I don't know the rest of the words.
Let me just say this.
Everybody hurts. Oh, sometimes you cry.
Take comfort in your friends.
Yes.
let me just say this right now, Skip. I'm going to do terribly on this one because I hate REM.
That's fine. That's fine. And most of the questions are about the video anyway.
Okay, and I particularly hate this song. So as long as you know what? I don't hate this song as much as Shiny Happy People. That's the song.
Oh, come on.
It makes me want to jump out of a damn window.
They even used that for Sesame Street once.
I don't care.
The Shiny Happy
I like Michael Stipe. I like Michael Stipe when you couldn't understand the lyrics. That's when I like Michael Stipe. The first couple of records, like Murmur, I like. So... All right, what's going to happen now? This is going to be bad.
This video is set in what situation?
It's not multiple choice?
Nope.
You haven't seen the video?
Pretty famous video.
Yeah.
Is it traffic?
Yes.
Like a traffic jam?
Yes.
I should know all about this video.
God. All right.
Esmeralda, this is multiple choice.
Oh, sure.
A stipend is another word for what? A, a cigar. B, an imbecile. C, an allowance. D, a curved stairwell.
And an allowance.
That's correct.
An imbecile. That guy's a real stipend. And he owes me money. All right.
Heard you talk about my brother Dip earlier.
Oh!
Too,
no, we weren't.
No, that didn't happen. It was Vic.
Vic Gerbil.
Vic Gerbil. Vic Gerbil came in and did that.
Just went off
went
on him.
Bought a Pinto. All right.
What appears at the bottom of the screen throughout this video? Sorry, not multiple choice.
Oh, come on. How have you not?
Because I hate this song
and would
change the channel every time the video came on.
It's a very famous video.
But I don't like it, so I'm not going to watch it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. The lyrics.
Very close. Words.
Okay.
We are on the other side of the card.
Okay, so this I got a better chance on this side than actually remembering that stupid-ass video. All right.
All multiple choice but one.
Oh!
First up.
By the way, we're tied. Heading into this second, we're tied. It's 5-5.
Esmeralda, the term Hertz, spelled H-E-R-T-Z, is associated with A, medicine, B, carpentry, C, radio, D, donut making.
The radio.
That is correct.
All I can think of, donut Hertz.
All right.
Mr. Gillio.
Yeah, yeah.
Americans spend more time A, eating, B, driving, C, watching bloopers on TV, D, cutting the lawn.
Well, for me, it's watching
bloopers
on TV. No, you know what? Considering what the subject of the video is, I'm going to say driving.
Very deductive reasoning. Good job.
Oh, that thank you.
Correct.
Okay, I thought you were going to say, but no.
But no.
All right.
Esmeralda, name the car David Hasselhoff drove in Knight Rider.
Like its name or the type?
Its name.
Oh, and its name. Kit.
That is correct.
I was like, I don't know what kind of car that is.
Our final question.
This is it. Now,
Make or break.
Here it is. Make or break. If I don't get this right, Esmeralda wins. If I get it right, we end up in a tie.
Oh, my gosh.
I cannot believe how tense it is right now.
Woo.
All right.
The term sub rosa means A, roses underground, B, silently, C, secretly, D, seductively. Sub rosa. S-U-B-R-O-S-A.
Secretly?
That is correct.
Wow. 7-7. We tied. On a damn Michael Stipe card.
Now I'm trying to think what that means. Is it because everyone's thinking?
Yeah, I mean...
What the words on the screen were what everyone was thinking.
Oh, you mean why that question was on there?
Because everyone's sitting in the traffic and they have all these secret thoughts, essentially.
Oh, so that's what the words are?
Like
what people
all
in the car?
What everyone is thinking.
That's fantastic.